that was the terrifying conclusion.
I don't like the sound of pop.
No one likes when you hear that. Let's ask the coach. I'm sure that Brent Sanderson had a look. I mean, he had this little funny thing, twitching little thing going with his finger as he was watching Paddy Dangerfield pick himself up with that knee, and it didn't look good. The coach of the Adelaide Crows joins us. Good morning to you, Brenton.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How is he? How is your gun midfielder?
I mean, to be honest, we don't know yet. We'll have to assess him once the swelling goes down, but he'll have the normal scans and the normal procedures, I guess, surrounding injury like that. But I think it's pretty good. Dangerfield, he's always throwing himself into contests and sort of seems to come out worse for wear a fair bit of the time. But, I mean, we're sort of quietly confident that he'll be okay.
Sando, well done yesterday. It was obviously a massive win for you. Just on Dangerfield, were you surprised that McCaffer went to Sloane?
Oh, yes and no. I mean, most clubs go with Dangerfield, and Sloane's such an important player for us, though, and I think both of them have almost got equal value to us through our midfield. You know, Dangerfield sort of wins the inside hard ball, and Sloane has the combination of both. He certainly sets us up and is a great link for us between the arcs. So some clubs do Sloane, some clubs do Dangerfield, and it's, I guess, a good headache for the opposition to have when they're looking to prepare to play us.
What were you thinking when Collingwood got in the front in the last quarter, given how many times this year you've been in matches that you probably think you should have won and you haven't? What were you thinking in the box?
Yeah, my heart was certainly racing. It was such a big game for both of our three clubs, and we've just been chasing all season. You know, after we started the season off with three losses, we've had to really claw our way back from here, and we've played some really good footy. You know, we're 9 wins and 5 losses now since round 3, and 4 of those 5 losses have been by less than 2 goals, and we just have been inconsistent in different times in games, and it looked like that was going to happen again to us in the last quarter. You know, when Beams kicked that forward 50 stoppage goal, which put Collingwood in front, it had to, you know, our young team certainly had to stand up and show a fair bit of fight and a fair bit of character, and thankfully they did that. You know, we were able to score a goal up the other end quickly and then another centre-bounce goal, but the boys deserved to win. I thought they really gutted it out, and they're happy to get the 4 points and finally spend a week in the 8, which we haven't done so far this year.
Sando, in the lead-up to the game, it was Bucks was talking about contested footy and how good they had to be in that area. I thought you really took it up to them early in the contest, which was really pleasing, particularly when you're playing away from home with a big Magpie army. You know, contested footy, 6 in front, 12-4 in clears, 5-1 in centre clears. You're 17 points up at quarter time. You only win the game by 16. It was a really solid showing early.
Yeah, it was. I mean, thankfully, we got away to a good start, and it was really important coming off the bye as well. I mean, both clubs were coming off the bye, but Collingwood is such a good footy team, and I know they've had their backs up against the wall the last couple of weeks, and, you know, they've had some injury problems to some really important players, and obviously Maxwell retired during the week, but to beat Collingwood at the MCG is always a huge challenge, and thankfully, we got away to a good start, and I think we were 17 points up at quarter time and won by 16 points, but it was just going to always be a grind. I know it wouldn't have been a pretty game to watch, and I know the skill level from both sides probably wasn't at its best, but to get the win, to scrap and to fight, and for a young team like ours to win on the road in such an important week for us, I'm obviously really happy.
You guys have Henderson behind the ball playing that extra role. Collingwood started after quarter time to play their extra player up around the ball and just started to sort of wrestle back the contested footy aspect with an extra player around the ball. How much goes on in the coach's box about whether you're winning or losing that battle?
Yeah, that was really important. I thought, I mean, obviously we were concerned about Cloak, and Talia does a fantastic job every week for us on the opposition's best key forward, and we just needed to have, or if Talia could just bring it to ground, we needed the first player back there to be a Crows player, and we did have that debate in the coach's box, you're right, because they were tagging McCaffer from outside, they were tagging with McCaffer from outside the centre bounce with Sloane, and that gave them an extra midfielder, and we had to make the debate, you know, in the coach's box, do we want the extra number around the ball, or would we prefer the extra number in defence, and we dropped it after half time. We played just your traditional sort of 6-6-6 with six forwards, six midfielders and six backs. And I'm not sure if that was the right move, but, you know, it was a pretty tight game. And ultimately, there was a couple of critical moments, a couple of key contests, I think, which ended up with us with the win.
I wonder whether Brody Smith was involved in a few of those. Brent, I know you don't, coaches don't like talking about individuals that much. We don't spend a lot of time over here talking about Brody Smith. I wonder, we probably need to spend a bit more time talking about him. He was outstanding for you yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he was the most influential player on the ground. I mean, his two goals from half back, and he just seemed to be wherever the ball was in our D50. I mean, across that sort of band, across half back, he seemed to always be on the end of our attacking chains, which was great. But he's had a really good season for us. He hasn't got the external recognition that he probably deserves, but he's still only a kid. He's only 21 or 22, and he's still finding his feet in the AFL. But he's had an All Australian type season, you know, for us. And I don't want to talk about him too much because I know some clubs have ran with him this year and tried to sort of tag him out of the game. But I prefer that to just continue going under the radar.
We're talking to Brendan Sanderson, the head coach of the Adelaide Crows. Brendan, we just had a Monday Moan segment, and Andy was talking about the restricted area. When we're going to kick goals, seems like that they're encroaching on that 5 metre distance enormously these days. As a coach, you reckon perhaps the umpires need to pay a little bit more attention to that?
Yeah, good call. We certainly spoke about that in the coach's box during the match, and thankfully we won. But we then joked about it after the game. It's probably something the AFL just needs to sort of pick up on maybe this week. It's getting a little bit out of hand. I think when Podsy Adley had that snap, which was probably the wrong option.
It was ridiculous, Brenton.
Yeah, that's right. But I think those Collingwood players were probably only 2 metres away from him at that point. But, I'm with you guys. I think it's one thing they need to have a look at.
If you're going to kick around your body like that, can you practice with the intensity that players are coming at you on game day? Because that's my problem, is if he kicks around his body and he thinks his percentages are better, are they better if he's getting that sort of pressure put on him?
It's a really good point. I mean, Stevie Johnson's the one to blame for all this. I mean, exactly. It's Geelong that sort of started it. But I think it's typically what the player feels most comfortable with. But you're right, Terry, it's unless you can simulate match fatigue and anxiety and pressure at training, because those guys, I mean, they do practice those kicks for hours and hours and hours, but it's in a closed environment. There's no crowd. There's no last quarter.
Do they have blokes running, Sando? Do they have blokes running at them with intensity like that when they're doing it?
Yeah, they do. They normally do it in groups of about four or five, and they do put pressure on each other. But I guess the result of the kick, if it's a goal or a point, doesn't really impact anyone, because it's a Thursday morning or a Wednesday night, and there's sort of nothing on the end of it. But they sort of bet with each other with coffees or that's all that sort of stuff, or carrying my bags at the airport and all that stuff. There's nothing really like kicking a goal at the MCG, as I said, in the fourth quarter in a really important game. So if it was up to me, it probably should be up to me, I think the players should just go back and kick a regulation top punt. But players are a little bit different these days. In the modern game, they have some different strategies when it comes to goal kicking.
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Well played yesterday, mate. It was one of those games. There's a lot on the line, and it had a finals type feel about it. You guys prevailed, and destiny's in your own hands now. We congratulate you. Wish you all the best for the rest of the year. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good on you, Brenton Sanderson.